If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Britney Spears celebrates her freedom after her dad, Jamie Spears, agrees to step down as her conservator. I'm Alex Shipman, and this is Hollywire, your 24/7 celebrity news. Jamie Spears' attorney just revealed Spears is, quote, willing to step down when the time is right, as conservator of Britney's estate. Britney appears to be celebrating her step closer to freedom as she posted a video of herself happily dancing on Instagram. Britney captioned this photo, "Letting go is freedom." Fans, of course, are celebrating Britney's freedom with top comments on her recent post reading, "I am crying and I am so happy that a step in the right direction has been made." Britney's post came hours after her father, Jamie Spears, agreed to step down from his role of conservator of her conservatorship agreement. For the last 13 years, Britney's life, finances, and $60 million estate have been under the control of her dad and lawyers. Wow, what a moment for the Free Britney movement and Britney herself, as this is the biggest development in this conservatorship battle thus far. I know fans are just ecstatic to see that Britney is one step closer to freedom. Back in June, Britney claimed in a court hearing that she found the terms of her conservatorship to be abusive. During this testimony, Britney revealed that she wanted to sue her family, who she claimed did nothing to help her as she was suffering under these terms. At the time, Britney told the court, quote, "My dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship and my management who played a key role in punishing me, ma'am, they should be in jail." Again, this is a huge win for Britney as her father, Jamie Spears, has officially agreed to step down as her conservator. Now, there is no time frame of when this will exactly happen. It doesn't happen overnight, as we know, and there will be a transitional period. But again, we are one step closer to Britney's freedom. At the time, Britney went on to tell the court, quote, "I'm here to get rid of my dad and charge him with conservatorship abuse. I want him investigated. This conservatorship has allowed my dad to ruin my life." At the time, Jamie said there were, quote, "no grounds whatsoever for removing him from the conservatorship." But now Jamie's lawyer is saying that even though there still are, quote, "no grounds to suspend or remove him from the conservatorship, he will be willing to step down from his position for the first time since 2008. Quote, "when the time is right, but the transition needs to be orderly and include a resolution of matters pending before the court." Britney's lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, says he's pleased with the outcome. Is it finally the right time for Charli D'Amelio and Chase Hudson to date? The trailer for the D'Amelios reality show might have revealed Charli D'Amelio and Chase, Little Huddy Hudson's relationship status. In the trailer, Charli talks about her public breakup with Little Huddy, which she says was the right person, wrong time. So maybe the time is now, because recently Charli and Little Huddy have been seemingly inseparable and even spotted on vacation. In the recently dropped trailer for the D'Amelios, the D'Amelio family reality show coming to Hulu this fall, Charli D'Amelio talks about her breakup from Chase Little Huddy Hudson by saying, "to go through a public breakup was terrible. It was right person, wrong time." Then one of Charli's friends asked her, "do you still love him?" And we don't get Charli's answer just yet, but we're guessing this reality show might give us some clarity on what is or isn't going on between Little Huddy and Charli. So guys, I know we all saw that same trailer. I am super excited for the premiere of the D'Amelios, as the rise of their stardom still fascinates me. So I can't wait to see how this all plays out. And I think we all can relate to Charli's statement of having been with the right person at the wrong time. Charli is still so young and has so much going for her that she can only look forward to more love in her life. The last we heard from Chase and Charli, or Cha-Cha, eagle-eyed fans were convinced the former couple was on a vacation to the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Fans noticed Chase and Charlie posted similar photos from the zoo, as well as Instagram stories on the yacht. These shots came after Little Huddy told his followers that he's on a much-needed two-day vacation after the release of his song Don't Freak Out and his first ever live performance in Hollywood. So it looks like Charlie joined Chase on this two-day vacation. While Chase and Charlie have vacationed together in the past, usually they are with a big group. This looks like it's the first time just the two of them went away, hence fans calling this trip a vacation. Now, while we don't exactly know what's going on between these two, it could be two friends on a vacation or even a vacation. All I know is the San Diego Zoo is definitely the ultimate date spot. I myself have even been on a date there, so I will just leave that right there. This rumored vacation follows Charlie showing nothing but support for Little Huddy and his new single, Don't Freak Out, which is speculated to be about Little Huddy wanting Charlie back after their split in April 2020. Since their breakup, the two have remained close, but are quick to shut down any rumors that they are more than just friends, despite having a, quote, friendship ring and being seemingly inseparable. Charlie did recently show her support for Little Huddy's first ever live performance for fans at No Vacancy in Hollywood by sharing a shot of him performing on her Instagram story with the text, "So proud of you always, but seeing you do what you love on stage is a new level of proud. Congratulations, Chase. Keep killing it at Little Huddy." So, like I said, we don't exactly know what's going on between these two, but they are very adorable and certainly very supportive friends or whatever they may be. Normani just opened up about her experience in Fifth Harmony. Normani is saying when she was in the girl group Fifth Harmony with Camila Cabello, she always felt like the underdog. Normani also revealed that when she was in the group, she felt like she never was given the opportunity to shine. She went on to say that while in the group, she was often overlooked for opportunities that went to other members. Normani just opened up to Allure about her experience in Fifth Harmony with Camila Cabello. As she said, "I've always felt like the underdog in anything that I've ever done." Later, when she talked about being the underdog in Fifth Harmony, she explained, "I didn't get to really sing in the group. I felt like I was overlooked. That idea has been projected on me, like this is your place." This isn't the first time Normani has revealed that she felt ostracized from the group. She previously said being in the group, she had to alter the perception she had of herself. Now, of course, this is very difficult to hear that Normani had such a tough time being in the group. But what's more unfortunate is that this is not the first time that the members of Fifth Harmony have spoken out about their unfortunate experiences being in the girl group. Last year, Normani opened up to Women's Health about her Fifth Harmony experience, saying, "Having certain things happen so blatantly while also feeling like the other and being so young, and hearing the public compare us took a toll on my confidence. For a long time, I didn't believe in myself because I didn't feel like I was given the opportunity to." Now, this is very brave for Normani to open up about her experiences in Fifth Harmony. This was a very tough time for all of them in their lives. And so it's very, very admirable that Normani came out and said these things. But now that Normani is a solo artist, she is doing things her way and being her true, authentic self. As she told Allure, "My purpose in this work that I do is for other people that feel like they have Black women figured out. There's so many layers to us, there's so many textures, there's so much that we're capable of doing. Yes, I can throw her you know what, but I also give you a proper 8 count and I can do ballet and I can do contemporary dance. If I wanna sing this pop ballad, then you're going to love it." Yes, Normani is super talented and it's very admirable that she's using her own voice to help others that may not have their voice just yet. We have to remember that all of the members of Fifth Harmony auditioned for X Factor as a solo artist with solo ambitions. So just because they ended up in a girl group together from Simon Cowell does not mean that those solo goals go away. So we wish her the best and hope she has a lot of success. Is Sway officially over? It looks like the Sway House is over for good. This follows members confirming the Content House was over in February. At the time, members said even though the house is no more, that they will still be Sway brothers. But now it looks like that brotherhood might be over as well. Fans recently first suspected something was up with Sway Life when Bryce Hall tweeted, "I left Sway." And then TikTok insiders noticed that Jaden Hostler unfollowed Josh Richards. Fans are thinking that the end of Sway might have been triggered by the most recent episode of BFF's podcast. When asked who is the most likely to cheat on their boyfriend or girlfriend, their guest Keemstar immediately responded with Bryce Hall. And Josh seemingly agreed by responding with good one and then answering Sway Boy. Well, that is a lot to unpack right there. When it comes to Bryce's tweet, I think it's a little of both, as he physically moved out of the Sway house, but literally could have moved on from that chapter as well. As we know, many of the Sway members have already moved on to different states, different career opportunities, and so it wouldn't surprise me at all that Bryce is now ready for that chapter to end as well. Almost every Sway member has at one point or another faced a cheating allegation or two in their relationships. Currently, Bryce Hall is being accused of cheating on his rumored girlfriend, Riley Hubatka. And prior to that, there were allegations that Bryce cheated on his girlfriend, Addison Rae, which led to their breakup. So this might explain why Bryce tweeted that he left Sway after that BFF clip surfaced, or it could also mean that Bryce moved out of the physical house that was the Sway house. Yeah, like I said, I think it's a little bit of everything, as I don't think Josh Richards' statement helped any of this as well. It wasn't a good look for the Sway Boys, and maybe that chapter is in fact over. In terms of where everyone who was once affiliated with the Sway House is currently living, Josh and Anthony Reeves moved into the old Hype House. Amelie Ziebler recently said that her boyfriend Blake Gray is moving out of the Sway House and moving back to Texas for a little bit. Back in February, when speaking with People Magazine, Griffin Johnson had also hinted at the end of the Sway House by saying, "We're all boys, we all love each other, but there is no real Sway. We had our fun when we first got here, there was a crazy amount of fame, and we had the typical LA time. But then we just decided we were over it, and that's when we decided to split up." Well, as the saying goes, all good things must come to an end, and if this is in fact true, the guys had a really good run. They all have moved on to other things, and like we said, maybe this chapter is officially over. So do you guys think Sway is over for good this time? I'm Alex Schiffman, and follow us at Hollywire for your 24/7 celebrity news.